вы услышите текст. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
Oh, hello, Freddie. How are things? I've just been collecting some money for Mrs. Nash's retirement present. Can you share a little something from your pocket money?
Yes, of course. Here you are, Sophie. She's the best math teacher the school's ever had, isn't she? We'll all be really sorry to see her go after nearly 30 years.
Yes, she was excellent at her job, although she was stricter and a bit impatient at times.
Do you remember the time she made us stay in after class and solve algebra problems?
Sure I do. Can't remember why, though. Anyway, do you have any ideas what we should buy her?
Well, I know she likes hockey. They say she was a brilliant player on her day, too. Perhaps we should get her a hockey stick.
Don't be ridiculous, Freddy. What's the point of buying her a hockey stick when she doesn't play anymore? She'd probably appreciate a gift for the house, you know, like a nice set of saucepans or something.
No, you are being ridiculous. That sort of thing would remind her of housework instead of a relaxing retirement. You should have something more personal.
Okay, point taken. I think jewelry would be a mistake, though. I've never seen her wear any in class, have you?
No, I suppose not. What about a wristwatch?
Well, it's hardly a tactful present. You know what I mean. Watches, clocks, to symbolize the passing of time, all that.
Perfume, then?
No. Finish the bottle and there is nothing left.
Well, what do you suggest then? I've come up with the 3 ideas. It's your turn.
I know. She's into paintings. She always brings back a souvenir picture of places she goes on holiday.
Really? That's it then. You know, Bob, the chap who paints portraits.
You mean in the artist studio in the town?
Right. We can play him to paint Mrs. Nash's portrait.
Let's go and ask Mrs. Nash when she would be available for a first sitting.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Oh, hello, Freddy. How are things? I've just been collecting some money for Mrs. Nash's retirement present. Can you share a little something from your pocket money?
Yes, of course. Here you are, Sophie. She's the best math teacher the school's ever had, isn't she? We'll all be really sorry to see her go after nearly 30 years.
Yes, she was excellent at her job, although she was stricter and a bit impatient at times.
Do you remember the time she made us stay in after class and solve algebra problems?
Sure I do. Can't remember why, though. Anyway, do you have any ideas what we should buy her?
Well, I know she likes hockey. They say she was a brilliant player on her day, too. Perhaps we should get her a hockey stick.
Don't be ridiculous, Freddy. What's the point of buying her a hockey stick when she doesn't play anymore. She'd probably appreciate a gift for the house, you know, like a nice set of saucepans or something.
No, you are being ridiculous. That sort of thing would remind her of housework instead of a relaxing retirement. You should have something more personal.
Okay, point taken. I think jewelry would be a mistake, though. I've never seen her wear any in class, have you?
No, I suppose not. What about a wristwatch?
Well, it's hardly a tactful present. You know what I mean. Watches, clocks, to symbolize the passing of time, all that.
Perfume, then?
No. Finish the bottle and there is nothing left.
Well, what do you suggest, then? I've come up with the 3 ideas. It's your turn.
I know. She's into paintings. She always brings back a souvenir picture of places she goes on holiday.
Really? That's it, then. You know, Bob, the chap who paints portraits.
You mean in the artist studio in the town?
Right. We can play him to paint Mrs. Nash's portrait.
Let's go and ask Mrs. Nash when she would be available for a first sitting.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.